Highbridge, a division of Recorded Books, presents Swearing is Good for You, The Amazing Science of Bad Language, by Emma Byrne, read by Henrietta Meir. Introduction. What the fuck is swearing? Swearing draws upon such powerful and incongruous resonators as religion, sex, madness, excretion, and nationality, encompassing an extraordinary variety of attitudes, including the violent, the amusing, the shocking, the absurd, the casual, and the impossible. Jeffrey Hughes. When I was about 9 years old, I was smacked for calling my little brother a twat. I had no idea what a twat was. I thought it was just a silly way of saying twit. But that smack taught me that some words are more powerful than others, and that I had to be careful how I used them. But as you've no doubt gathered, that experience didn't exactly cure me of swearing. In fact, it probably went some way toward piquing my fascination with profanity. Since then, I've had a certain pride in my knack for colourful and well-timed swearing. Being a woman in a male-dominated field, I rely on it to camouflage myself as one of the guys. Calling some equipment a fucking piece of shit is often a necessary rite of passage when I join a new team. So when I discovered that other scientists have been taking swearing seriously for a long time, and that I'm not the only person who finds judicious profanity useful, I was fucking delighted. I first began to realize there was more to swearing than a bit of banter or blasphemy when I happened to read a study that involved 67 brave volunteers, a bucket of ice water, a swear word, and a stopwatch. I was working in the neuroscience lab at the time, and that study changed the course of my research. It set me on a quest to study swearing. Why we do it, how we do it.